The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik haya Mishore Knesset Hagadola. Shimon HaTzadik, he was one of the last survivors of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola, the rabbis of the Great Assembly. In fact, the Mishnah tells us in Yuma, on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, it talks about the greatness, the tzidkis of Shimon HaTzadik. And it goes through many of the miraculous things that happened during his priesthood. Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen. So it talks about all the different miracles that happened, that the Ner HaMaravi was always lit up, as well as many other miraculous events. And later, the Gemara in Yuma, Samach Tetzam Aleph, talks about a miraculous incident with Shimon HaTzadik with Alexander the Great. That Shimon HaTzadik, he wore the Big Day Kahuna, the Kohen Gadol. He put on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol when he was confronting Alexander the Great. And Gemara talks about once Alexander recognized the greatness of Shimon HaTzadik, and therefore he spared Bnei Yisrael from a total domination. So in that discussion, we know there's a, regarding Shimon HaTzadik putting on the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, there's a whole discussion, can a Kohen Gadol wear the Big Day Kahuna could they wear the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda? So some want to bring a raya from here. Rashi wants to say, we see from here, in our Torah, there's no issue that you could wear the Big Day Kahuna even when you're not performing the Avoda. Even though Midrabanan, we tell you not to do it, but under these circumstances, it was fine. In fact, this might have been Pikuach Nefesh, but if you want to bring a raya, it's Pikuach Nefesh, so it wouldn't be a raya. But they point out that we see from here, Rashi points out, that we see we're not concerned about wearing the Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. Well, what's one of the issues of wearing it Shalom B'Shas Avoda? So we're going to see that they contain shatness. So perhaps the only way you're allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, as we'll get into in a moment, is whether it's Shas Avoda or not. So much so that the Ritva wants to learn that it wasn't a problem here, because he says that Shimon HaTzadik only wore the Big Day Kahuna all the parts that did not contain shatness, kalayim. And therefore, that's why he was allowed to wear a mashma, that perhaps wearing the shatness would be a problem. So this is a major debate between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kalayim, Perek Yud, Halacha, Lamed Beis, that wearing the Big Day Kahuna when you aren't involved in the avodah in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're doing the avodah, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, you violate an Isser Da'araisa, which involves Makkah. As we know, you learn now from the classic cases, don't muzzle your animal while he's working in the field. We learn out that you get Makkah for doing violating an Aveira. So the Rambam writes, not only is it an Issa D'Raisa, but also you get Makkas for wearing Kilayim. And he says, the Rambam says, and we know in the Avnate, in the belt, there's Kilayim. So when you're wearing the belt with Sarach Mitzvah, you're doing it for the temple service, so then it's okay. However, once you're not doing Shas Avoda, you got to take off the belt. In other words, you can't wear the Avnate, the Rambam writes clearly, only b'shas avoda. If you wear a shalom b'shas avoda, it's an issa doraisa, and you get machis. The Rava disagrees with the Rambam. And then, among other things, he says, why does the Rambam only give the example of the avnet as a garment which has kelayim, which has chatnis? The many other of the priestly garments, the ephod and the choshen, the apron and the breastplate, both contain chatnis as well. That's the Rava's kasha on the Rambam. Why are you limiting it to the avnet? What about the other two? What about the ephod and the choshen? So the famous Beis Halevi, to explain what's the pshat in the Rambam, why did the Rambam only single out the avnet? He said, because the avnet is worn by the Kohen Hedyot as well. So this halacha that a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear the big day kahuna b'shas avoda. That's the prohibition. That's why he says a Kohen Hedyot who's not wearing the avnet shelo b'shas avoda is wearing the, that's when it's an issur daraisa and jichayev makas. However, Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, they could wear the big day kahuna, even shalom b'shas avoda. So why does the Rambam make a distinction between a Kohen Hedjo can't wear the big day kahuna, can't wear the avnet shalom b'shas avoda, but the Kohen Gadol can wear the ephod and the choshen? What's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot shelo b'shas avoda? So the Beis Halevi explains, because what's the whole purpose of the big day, the begadim, the clothes for the Kohen Hedyot? It's a hechsher mitzvah kind of. It's to facilitate that you could do the service, the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what its purpose is. However, the sitz, the head plate worn by the Kohen Gadol, sitz meratzah, it serves an independent function. It gets forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, relating to the different dinim of tuma during the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, but sitz meratzah. So if the sitz is Maratza, so why don't you just wear the sitz? So the Rambam explains that the sitz only accomplishes the atonement when it's together with the other Kohanim, other garments that the Kohen Gadol wears. So because of the special value of sitz Maratza, that the Kohen Gadol has like a national forgiveness, so therefore he could wear it anytime, regardless of whether he's involved in the avodah or not. But the Kohen Hedyot, he's just doing it to facilitate the avodah. So that's why the Rambam is very meticulous. He says, he only says it regarding the avne, because that's the Kohen Hedyot. Then there's a problem, shalom b'shas avodah. But a Kohen Gadol, he could wear the ephod and the choshen, it's not a problem, because sitz meratzah. And therefore, Shimon HaTzadik, it wasn't a problem. He was the Kohen Gadol, and he was going out, so he could wear, the Kohen Gadol could wear the big day kahuna, even Shalas Avoda, so therefore it's not a kasha with Shimon HaTzadik when he was with Alexander the Great. So we see, according to Rashi, he just says, we see from here, there's no problem with someone wearing the big day kahuna shelo b'shas avoda. The Ritva points out, and the Tosis read, that Shimon HaTzadik didn't wear the kelayim stuff. That's why he went out. But in Akinami, it would be a problem. The Rashi writes, Minatora, it's not a problem. It's only a din midrabanan, so obviously in this situation, it's not an issue. The Rambam writes it's an issa deraisa, and you get makas if you do it shalo b'shas avoda. The Ravid takes issue to the Rambam, and then he further wants to know why he's the only said the avdei. So the Beis Levi explained that's the distinction of Kohen Hedger, whose only purpose is to facilitate the actual avoda. So then, for him, shalom b'shas avoda, there's no purpose. So therefore, it's an issa d'oraisa makas because of sitz meratz, because of national forgiveness. So therefore, it was okay for Shimon HaTzadik to go ahead and wear the big day kahuna when he was going to confront Alexander the Great, as the Gemara tells us in Samak Tes Amin Aleph.